Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better.
Okay, this lesson is for those of you who really like to meditate upon the Word of God. Here we go. Out of Psalms 22. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? These are words of David, and more importantly, words from Christ. This prophetic psalm just explodes with meaning concerning our Messiah. And it opens abruptly with this startling cry. He doesn't cry out, God, God, but rather, my God, my God. His sense of forsakenness thunders in his heart as the one with whom he has had intimate relationship from eternity past is separated from him. Did Jesus not know? Was it hidden from him as a part of his incarnation, his human condition? Did he know, and yet the shock, the reality, the meaning, did that erupt into this heart cry? We don't get the impression that the weight of all mankind's sin for all time, his groaning, was as disastrous to him as was the turning away of the Father. Jesus knew that he was born for this. He spoke of it often. He wept in the garden, bloody tears, but he continued on. He bore the lashes. He bore the mockery and beating. He bore the cross and crucifixion. He bore it when all men, his friends, his disciples, his relatives, forsook him. But his Father? How cataclysmic is that? Why? How many of us have cried out in a similar fashion as truly minor echoes of this blast that resounded throughout the cosmos, and perhaps throughout all time? Was this a point in which he could not see the other side? The Bible tells us in Hebrews, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross? What did he hold on to as he let go of his life? The psalmist in Psalms 22 continued with this, many bulls have surrounded me, strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They gape at me with their mouths like a raging and roaring lion. I'm poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death. For dogs have surrounded me, the congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and feet. Psalms 22, 12 through 16, demonic attack is described as bulls and lions and dogs encircling. His strength, his heart has melted. The congregation, the throng of the wicked, enclosed him. They pierced him. Still, hear me on this. He never surrendered his trust. But you, O Lord, do not be far from me. O my strength, hasten to help me. That's verse 19, Psalms 22. And finally, at a point only the Father knows, the heart of Christ knew, "You have answered me." Psalms 22, verse 21b. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. John 19, verse 30. And ultimately, Jesus knew his forsakenness was temporary. And because he held on to his trust, he could lay down his life. And with that, he saved us all. Verse 24 of Psalms 22 says, "For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard." Friends, when your own why rings out, never stop trusting. God hears you. He loves you. And he will deliver you. Jesus proved it.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.